section of the podcast, Mark Hughes gives further information on the structure of the course, placements and electives available to students studying nursing at Birmingham. How is the Bachelor of Nursing structured?
Well, in the students' first year, it's quite a nice arrangement in that they do get a clinical placements, which will be in each of the three nursing branches. So they get a taster, if you like, of the three branches. They also get a fourth placement, which is a public health placement, where the student could be placed with a school nurse or a health visitor or a practice nurse or something like that. So they get quite a nice broad range of experiences in the first year. If we move on to the second year, that's when the students have chosen their branch, whether it be mental health, adult, child branch, and are beginning to specialise in their particular branch. At the end of the second year, they have a chance to elect a placement themselves, which could be overseas or it could be in the UK. And as I'm talking to you, I'm just looking at the list that we've got of where students are going this year, and those places include really all the continents, really. So the students going to Australia, New Zealand, there's ones going to Dubai, the Czech Republic, North America, Ireland, Cambodia, Mexico, and Zambia. This particular place, and that's also not to forget that there are also a lot of other really good experiences and placements within the UK as well. So students may go to Scotland, to Wales, to Cornwall, to the north of England, to London, where there are places that specialise in a whole range of nursing experiences, really. Just want to say a little bit about the elective experience. It's a four-week placement that comes before the students' six-week holiday. So that gives them, if they are going abroad, it gives them the chance to travel or to holiday in that particular area where they might be afterwards. The elective really helps students builds up their confidence. It helps them with lots of other skills, nursing skills and clinical skills, but even more importantly, I think it really enhances their cultural awareness, and it makes them a lot more sensitive to people from other cultures and different backgrounds, religions and so on, which I think is really necessary in nursing.
I guess it all goes to help them decide what area of nursing they perhaps might want to go into once they qualify as well.
Well, yes, absolutely, yes, and it does help some students confirm or otherwise which areas of nursing they might want to look for jobs in afterwards after they're qualified.
And in the third year, how do they study in the third year?
Again, of course, it's branch specific, so it'll be related to child branch, adult branch, mental health branch. They have a longer placement towards the end of their third year, which is a 15-week placement, which is called transition to professional practice. So it's because it's a longer placement, it hopefully will. It's preparing students really for being a newly qualified staff nurse.
You have been listening to a University of Birmingham podcast.